That means this is a proof that he has not taken the limbs of the devotional service seriously. Because if bhakti is taken seriously, it must have the effect. Yeah. But there was a dilution. As you mentioned that we perform little devotional service and because of our anartha, like anger and everything, get washed away. Similarly, misuse of the gadgets, partially the whole predict. One way we are sadhu, and other way as an hypocrisy to go for that kind of gratification. So that's diluting everything.
Yeah, I agree with that. So you cannot say that. You cannot say blame the ashram for that. So but having said that, even amongst sincere practitioners, there could be some people who may be more suited to practice devotional service in the other ashram.
Yeah,
that
honest. They are honest about it. We also see, not everybody will blame it.
So therefore we do understand that those who could potentially stay in the ashram, they may get deviated due to all these gadgets and other such things. Having said that, there could be some genuine people also who might genuinely feel that they would be happy. They can more nicely practice devotional service in the other ashram. So there should not be any institutional taboos which sort of restrict such people and make them stay in the ashram out of pressure of public perception. So that we should be, because ultimately the teaching is
Grihe Thapo Vane Thapo
Sada Sada. That is the principle. So while Brahmachari ashram is certainly very favorable, but having said that, one should not absolutize it. Because I have seen, like once I was telling one devotee from another temple that, today evening can we meet? He said, we cannot meet today evening. Why? Because I said, there is a Brahmachari class by His Grace Adikesho Prabhu. He said, Adikesho Prabhu? He said, which temple Brahmachari is he? I said, he is not a Brahmachari Prabhu. He is a senior grihastha, counselor, congregation member, senior personally trained by Maharaj. He said, what? The grihastha is going to give Brahmachari class. He goes there. And then he said, Guruji, in our temple hardly any grihasthas are allowed to do even Bhagavatam class. They are not requested to give Bhagavatam class. So now, it's in one sense little unfortunate, because we are learning something but implementing something else. So then, in such a system, then when brahmacharis leave, then it creates a serious problem, because wrong education has gone into both the ashram devotees and the congregation.
Irrespective of the ashram, those who are qualified, they should be
encouraged. So, pure devotional principles should be emphasized rather than. If there could be many very qualified grihasthas, then can't they come and share some Krishna conscious principles with the Brahmacharis?
Recently, Anandunam who came and gave to the
morning Bhagavatam.
Well,
afterwards he gave 2 classes in the afternoon.
I just heard morning. I openly expressed what you are saying. We Brahmachari also hesitate to speak, and better you, Rasa, like you only speak like this, because you have practiced it sincerely, and it really touches the heart, and nobody feels bad. Mm-hmm. It's an open heart surgery, but happily they accept. So they know you don't have any ulterior motive. Yeah.
So that's
they are
the
very sincere person.
Like that. So many times Guru Maharaj, that's why he spoke in such a way that even devotees who are just staying out of fear, that people will see me as falling down from devotional service only. Out of that fear they don't want to leave, and while staying, they are mentally always disturbed. So what should be Maharaj sort of encouraged them, I am with you, you move on. So he gave very nice encouragement for those who want to stay as brahmacharis and practice inspired devotional service. Maharaj said, I am with you, you have the best opportunity, do it. So, I mean, that was like a really balanced perspective.
Sitting on verses and giving class. I'm not objecting, I'm just asking observation that it's happening.
I don't see any reason why they should not do it.
I'm not objecting also why it should not be, but whether it's happening. Because just like Prem Leela Mataji, that kind of devotees, are they sitting on verses and giving classes?
I was going to ask someone because I scheduled Bhagavatam classes in Jeev. I was going to actually ask if I could request some senior Grastha counselor level Mataji if they could be requested to give a class for me. But somehow I have not asked Sanat Mataji. I have asked him.
See,
there has been one thing in my
Prasan, mind. Loknath Maharaj disciple, Prasan, what, Vyayaji, Prasan Devi. So she is, even in Pune, Kunjuleri, she would come whenever she would come. Many classes. Whenever she would be in Pune,
Prashanta
Mataji.
Prashanta.
She is second generation.
Second generation. Yeah, I don't
senior.
good usual life, tell someone to go to
She's a regular teacher for PH. Yes.
Yeah.
Shanta Mataji. She's a disciple of Lokmanas.
Lokmanas Mataji. Personally, I feel they can, when, of course, they were all proper disciples and they had come to all new now disciples, we are in classes for all of them. All of them individually gave classes, together gave classes, sharing new renowned memories. Wonderful. Some of the most dedicated devotees in our movement have been actually Mataji.
Actually, here is Harvard. Preaching started by Mataji. Shobharadhika Mataji. She is even more started. She is a preacher, fully dedicated, not married. Dedicated. Now, what knowledge she is having, many of the Brahmacharyas will know. She, in terms of depth of knowledge. But generally, in our society, that is not encouraged, so we are so restrained. So, we don't see these things happening around.
Correct.
So, we don't want to cross any
etiquette. Yeah. At least in principle, we have to be clear. Whether we may actually do it or not, at least in principle we have to be very clear that I am Brahmachari, so I know better. I must be a more advanced devotee than Mataji. None of us may have that kind of feeling. But sometimes due to etiquette we may choose not to. Western countries, they have slightly different upbringing. So it has to be sort of toned down according to what they
can. Endless.
For them, it's not like really something. Huge deviation from sadhacha. So that is quite acceptable for the Western psyche. It doesn't affect them so much. That's why I mentioned that.
There is a very traditional view and traditional swamis and more generous swamis. But this conflict
will always remain only. We can't afford to get affected by it.